Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast with me, Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Chris Gorton, who is SVP and managing director for Suniti in EMEA. And Suniti is a specialist in data management. Okay, Chris, I will move any second now to the first question, which is, what are the key obstacles to efficient data sharing across an organization, and what are the potential impacts of not dealing with them? Over to you.
So the first thing I say about data sharing is obviously be careful. We've seen all of the different perspectives in the news of what happens when data sharing goes wrong. But if we look a little bit more deeper into the data sharing discussion, I always urge people to think about three key areas. The one is, think about the business process that you're supporting in conjunction with sharing data. So who are the recipients of that data? Why do they need that data? And most importantly, is it the right data in the right format for them to be able to consume that in a way that's useful? And if you like, thinking about the business process is then critical in then linking to the other two key topics and obstacles that organizations have to get right for data sharing. The first one is the quality of that data. Yeah, I think there is reputational damage that organizations don't fully appreciate, both within their organization and sometimes externally, around what poor data quality in conjunction with data sharing can bring, which obviously very closely links with the governance topic. So, and again, if you link back to the stories in the press around data sharing, data access, people getting access to data that they shouldn't, the way that you govern that information is absolutely critical. Who should see data? What bits of the data can they see? And ensuring that the quality that governs that data is absolutely critical. And still today, I talk to many organizations, even in situations like their own internal data sharing agreements around data lakes, where they think the biggest challenge is, how do we share data into a centralized repository that everyone can use? Technically is the biggest challenge, but we still see the lack of thought around the use of that data, what governs that data, and the quality of the data is still a secondary concern.
Thanks, Chris. And moving on to the second question, which is, what steps do organizations need to take with regard to their data as they embark on digital transformation? Over to you again, Chris.
Okay, so again, I like to do things in threes. So absolutely number one is think data first, not data last. Too often when we see companies planning their digital transformations, data is the lowest priority. People look at design, they look at system selection. So who's going to be the vendor for or vendors for the particular digital transformation itself? But what they've got to remember is the systems that they choose and the way that they choose to work moving forward will only be successful based upon the data that they have or they need to create in order to be successful in delivering the right outcome. Which leads us then into, people need to employ the right skills for the job when it comes to data. So too often organizations rely on generalized data principles and practitioners rather than talking to a specialist. So my CEO says to me all the time, if you're gonna go and have cardiac surgery, you're not gonna speak to your GP and get advice on how best to do that. You want to speak to a cardiac surgeon. And the same applies for data, which also then leads me into the final piece that for digital transformation, just like any business process in an organization, it's you have to think people, process, and technology. Data should be held with the same regard. So when you think about how you move as a data-first organization, you need to think about not just the tools. There's lots of tools out there that can help deliver parts of data migration, data quality, how you store data and how you visualize data. But it's, and what we've really realized, and over the 20 years we've been doing this, that it's the blend of people, process, and or methodology and technology is the only way you can drive true success.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. And that's the end of this podcast. For more information on data management and news on storage and backup, please visit computerweekly.com/storage.